This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Hospital Radio for Northumberland and North Tyneside.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Heston Blumenthal, the Michelin three-star chef, when asked to pass his best advice on to future generations, said, "Question everything. If you don't question things, there's no knowledge, no learning, no creativity, no freedom of choice, no imagination." I was saying something similar to my youngest grandson recently as I drove him home from school, that in order to learn and become a wise person, the best thing to do in life was to keep on asking questions and listen carefully to the answers and learn. He's only 5, but he's bright, and you can have some wonderful conversations with him. He then said to me in a very matter-of-fact way that he didn't think God was real because nobody could see him anyway. "Well," I replied, "I believe there's no such thing as the wind. I can't see that either. But," I added, "I often see dry leaves being blown around on the ground, and I see trees bend with the wind, and how sand can whip across a beach. In the same way," I said, "you can see the effect that God has on people's lives. He can make them generous and kind and loving." Although I couldn't see his little face, I could sense he was giving that some thought. Here's a singer whose songs were played a lot by the late Frank Woppett on local radio many years ago. In this particular song, a little boy who is blind has lots of questions too. It's called "What Colour Is the Wind, Daddy?"
What colour is the wind, Daddy? Is it yellow, red or blue? When he's playing with my hair, Daddy, does he do the same to you? When he's dying, does his color fade? Is it gentle breeze, a lighter shade? Just like his friend, the sea, the wind feels blue to me. When the blackbird starts to sing, Daddy, do the flowers hear him too? When he's pouring out his heart, Daddy, tell me, what do roses do? Do they cast their scent upon the air? And this fragrance, just a rose in prayer, giving thanks to God above for the blackbird's song of love. Blow, wind, blow, wild and free. My daddy says you're a lot like me. I know each color, its shape and size. I've seen them all with my daddy's eyes. I know that grass is green, Daddy, I've touched it with my toes. And snow is purest white, Daddy, I've felt it with my nose. But my favorite color has to be the color of your love for me. And Daddy, I've been told that that love is always cold. Blow, wind, blow, wild and free. My daddy said, what color is the wind?
That, of course, was Charlie Lansbury singing What Colour is the Wind, Daddy? The ruling class in Jerusalem in Jesus' day was known as the Sanhedrin, a government of religious people, 71 elders in number, made up of leading Pharisees, Sadducees and scribes, with a high priest in charge. And this ruling body was the Jewish high court and police system, but it was also answerable to the Romans, who could, if they wanted, to override any of their decisions. These Jewish elders are what we would call the top theologians of the day, and Nicodemus, a Pharisee and a member of the Sanhedrin, is a character we'll be hearing about in today's Gospel reading. He comes to Jesus by night with a question he wants answered. Let's first listen to Darlene Zeck singing The Power of Love.
Lord, I come to you, let my heart be changed. Will you flow from the grace that I found in you? Lord, I've come to know the weaknesses I see in me.
As we listen to our Gospel reading from St. John chapter 3, verses 1 to 17, we might just ask ourselves, why did this learned man, Nicodemus, come seeking Jesus at night and not during the day? Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him. Jesus replied, Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. How can someone be born when they are old? Nicodemus asked. Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born. Jesus answered, Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. How can this be? Nicodemus asked. You are Israel's teacher, said Jesus, and do you not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Shall we listen to an oratorio based upon those last few sentences? Famous words, composed by John Stainer in 1887. Such powerful words, familiar the world over. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
God so loved.
So this important member of the Jewish council came by night to see Jesus. Why by night and not daytime? Nicodemus could have been seeking Jesus out to talk with him in private, to have his full attention instead of fighting his way in through the people that flocked to see him by day. Or perhaps he wanted to go to him unnoticed, shrouded by darkness for some reason. Did he go there in secret so as not to provoke or be judged by the other leading members of the Sanhedrin, who looked on Jesus as a false prophet, a blasphemer, and a troublemaker? I do admire Nicodemus. He was a brave man, willing to think for himself, ask his own questions, and come to grips with a teaching which was other than the old established line of thought. He would have been part of lively debates and discussions on all matters of law and politics. He would have known the scriptures well and the teaching of the prophets, and it may have dawned upon him that some aspects of these ancient prophecies were already beginning to fit in with Jesus' mission and ministry. The things Jesus was doing, the way he taught and ministered to the needy, and the way he healed the sick, made him think, perhaps, that he was of God and not of the devil, as the Jewish elders were teaching. The big question in Nicodemus's mind must have been, was Jesus the Messiah or was he not? Let's listen to Hillsong singing a hymn called Cornerstone.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name.
On every voice.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest friend, but wholly trust in Jesus' name.
It seems to me that Nicodemus wanted to understand. He wanted to be on the side of truth. What if this man, Jesus from Nazareth, really was the fulfillment of the ancient prophecies, and his colleagues were wrong? What would be the consequences then of rejecting him, spurning him? He obviously wanted to do what was right in God's eyes, and that was obviously more important to him than towing the party line. Would that we today could question more, ask questions, seek what's true, make our own minds up, weigh up the evidence from all angles on a whole range of topics, and not simply accept the prejudices and lies of others. Perhaps there'd be far less extreme views if we did. The real test of truth is, does what we believe to be the truth measure up against what is the golden thread of all faiths, the thread that ties us all together and binds us as one, that is to love God and love our neighbour? It's a thread powerful enough to turn us inside out in our thinking. Here's Margaret Scott from The Best of United Folk, and it includes those words, Inside Out.
You came for hurting people with hurting lives, smiles on faces and pain inside. You called.
Nicodemus's life was turned inside out by this secret encounter with Jesus. The night he came with his questions to Jesus, Jesus told him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." It appears that Nicodemus did indeed become reborn, because later he defended Jesus against accusations by the council of Jewish elders in John's Gospel chapter 7, a brave thing to do. And it's interesting to note that in John 19, Nicodemus is bold enough to join forces with a secret believer called Joseph of Arimathea, who provided a tomb for Jesus' body. Nicodemus provided at least 3 to 4 kilograms of myrrh and aloes, and together the two of them carefully wrapped Jesus' body in a cloth and took him away for burial. They did this openly before darkness fell. Each time we encounter Jesus in our prayers or through scripture, we open ourselves to his voice and we are renewed and moved deeper into his love and his ways. So this morning, let's just be still for a moment wherever we are and just imagine it's night time. And like Nicodemus, you are making your own approach to Jesus, who is sitting by a fire which glows red and gives out just the right amount of heat to take the chill off the air. Jesus is staring into the fire. The disciples are asleep, and you approach him. He turns his head and looks straight at you. What kind of greeting does he give you? What does he say to you? Does he call you by name? Now bring to mind a question that's been with you for some time now and ask it. And simply listen and wait for his answer. As we listen to our final song, a lovely medley by a group called Anthem Lights. Every blessing to those of our listeners from hospitals all over the northeast of England. May God's peace and healing be yours this day. It's goodbye from me, Sheila Hummel, and from Andrew Ridgewick, my technician.
Bye, everyone.
Bye for now.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Oh, to Jesus I surrender all, to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily live. I surrender all, I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all.
I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. His glory and grace.